Welcome back to The Bottom Line on KCPW. Today on the Startup Spotlight, we continue our series of conversations with entrepreneurs from Boom Startup's EdTech Accelerator. Today we're speaking with Peter Glenn from Crowd School. Peter, welcome to The Bottom Line.
Thanks, Doug.
So you're part of the Boom Startup Accelerator. First, let's tell folks what your company does, and then just kind of paint the landscape of what Boom Startup is.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'm the co-founder and CEO of Crowd School, and Crowd School is a platform for project-based learning in schools. Basically, what that means is we empower teachers to come online, create project-based lessons in the cloud, and actually bring those project-based lessons into the classroom, use them with students who have devices, anything from a laptop to a mobile phone. And then when the lesson's done, a teacher can actually share those lessons with other teachers around the world. We founded the company about a year and a half ago, and joined Boom Startup about 3 months ago. And Boom Startup is like a startup accelerator. Sometimes it's easier to just say it's like a boot camp for startups. You come and you have your grand visions. I think part of launching a startup is there's a lot of kind of wandering in the desert, if you will, at times to really figure out, you know, where product market fit is, how you're going to reach your customers, what the best features are to build into your product, how you're going to raise money. And a startup accelerator really helps you kind of get on the right track faster.
And so it's you and your co-founder. How many people went with you through the Boom Startup experience?
So we're a team of four. And I was the one who came out the most. We're based in Los Angeles. So we were actually doing this remotely, and I would fly out about every other week. I'm originally from Oregon. I love the outdoors. So being here in Salt Lake,
it was an easy sell.
Being able to get out to the mountains really quickly has been fantastic.
Although I suspect the key word there is quickly, because I know it's a pretty intense program you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think one of the greatest assets of the Boom Startup Accelerator is that it's mentor-driven acceleration. So there's over 50 like mentors who have basically launched companies, many of them education technology companies, sold them, launched other companies, sold them again. And so these are really seasoned executives that can really guide us through the process. They've already been there, and they know like how to point us in the right direction.
So you're in Los Angeles. Were you looking for an accelerator, or how did you find out about Boom Startup?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we were on AngelList, and Boom reached out to us, actually, because they're putting together this education technology cohort for the first time. And we hadn't heard of Boom yet. We hadn't thought of Salt Lake City as a hub of startup innovation. But we came here, and we were really surprised to find that there's some really amazing things happening here.
Yeah. And, you know, I think from a financing venture standpoint, Los Angeles and Salt Lake, or I should say Utah more broadly, they're very similar, right? Mm-hmm. We're kind of in many ways thought of as a secondary market, although top on the list of that secondary. We're not Silicon Valley. We're not New York City. We're not Boston, which is kind of the short list. Mm-hmm. But I think Utah has come a long way in the last 10 years, and we have lots of folks that have helped create that, including Rob Koons and Steve Curtis, who are key players in Boom Startup. What's going on in Los Angeles? Have you guys raised money prior to coming to Boom Startup?
We've raised a little bit of money. We basically did some crowdfunding in our early days, and also have just started raising our convertible note as well. And that's through some of the investors that are in our Los Angeles network, as well as folks here in Salt Lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how hard is it to raise money in Los Angeles for early stage companies?
Well, in earnest, we hadn't really tried until now. We were really bootstrapping and focusing on really finding the product market fit that we needed to really raise money in earnest. And so now we're at that point. Now we're just going out as we're closing.
And so are you and your team doing this full time? Obviously, for the last 12 weeks you have been, but how about prior to this?
For the past year and a half, we've been at this full time. And, you know, when you're bootstrapping, which is basically not paying yourself while you're starting the company, it starts to burn after a while, to be totally honest. But it's worth it. I mean, it's what it takes to get the company off the ground.
Yeah. So what were you doing prior to starting this company?
Yeah, great question. So I was previously living in San Francisco, running business development for a venture-backed solar startup that was doing a lot of work in Africa. It's called Phoenix International, doing some amazing work, an amazing company. And I just started putting together CrowdSchool with some friends, like, you know, hacking together the early stages of a platform on WordPress, you know, doing all the coding ourselves with a couple teachers. And things just started to take off. We started running tests with teachers in the classroom, and they just, the teachers and the students just absolutely loved it, wanted to do all their classes this way. Project-based, right? Like, the kids were just coming alive. Like,
and what do you tell our audience? Yeah, I've been to your website. I have an idea, but tell our audience, what do you mean when you say project-based learning?
Right, so...
Give us some examples of some
projects. As a platform for project-based learning, CrowdSchool is basically facilitating teachers to create these really innovative connections between curriculum and solving real-world problems. So everything from, like... For science class, you know, maybe you have to learn about a unit on the science of sound. Well, in the past, you might read a textbook and see some sound waves, right? But now, teachers are challenging students to make musical instruments that demonstrate the science of sound. And they still have to do some of the reporting and things like that. But when you take education outside of the textbook and, like, put it into the real world, I think it really transforms the experience for students. Just to give you a couple other examples, you know, for reading a book on genocide, like I think it was The Diary of Anne Frank, another teacher challenged his students to, instead of everyone writing the same book report, they had to create videos, public service announcements, to prevent genocide for a country in which a genocide actually took place. So everything from, like, the Holocaust to Rwanda to the Armenian genocide. And these kids really, really dug into it. So it's those kind of challenges. Up in San Francisco, we had another teacher basically challenge her students to create solutions to sharing the water that flows from Lake Victoria to the Nile in Africa. There's a huge water crisis going on. And the students were actually coming up with solutions while the treaty was being negotiated last spring. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
So if a teacher is the Nile River example, if a teacher comes up with that project, how do they get it on the platform, and then how do you make sure that other schools know about it?
Yeah, so it's totally free for any teacher to come on our website and create one of these project-based lessons or units, and then once they're done, they can share it with other teachers. Of course, we're trying to step up our marketing efforts to promote the best project-based lessons as well.
If you're just joining us, our guest is startup entrepreneur Peter Glenn. He's the CEO and co-founder of CrowdSchool. So it's a great idea. It's a great idea, and B, I think the world's a better place with a tool like CrowdSchool in place. It's free for teachers to use, to post. How does CrowdSchool make money?
Well, I should say that the first two projects for a teacher are free. And if a teacher wants to do more project-based lessons, they can sign up for a pro account, or they can ask their principal to pay for one. We're really focused now on trying to empower teachers to come on, publish for free, and then really try to monetize and charge schools and districts for the professional accounts with all the reporting and integrations with all the great other ed tech tools that they already have to manage the classroom. So we're really focused on, you know, low entry point for teachers and enabling them to be publishers. We see this as we see CrowdSchool as kind of a medium.com for project-based learning, where anyone can come on, submit their project, and there's this conversation going on between teachers around project-based learning. But then it's the schools and districts that are starting to pay for this.
You know, it's funny you say that. I love Medium, and I love it because I can select what I'm interested in. As silly as it sounds, I love the fact that at the top in the subheading, it tells me how long it's going to take to read this article, whether it's 2 minutes or 6 minutes, because sometimes I just have 2 minutes and I'm like, okay, exactly. I'll read this later. But most important, I love the comments section at the bottom where you can have a conversation with the community. And I think that's one of the reasons Medium has been so successful. So I think this building this community in CrowdSchool is really an important feature. I was on your website, and I was very impressed with how inexpensive the tool is for teachers to use in the classroom. Share with our audience what the cost is for a typical teacher.
Well, actually, we're moving more and more to have most of the lessons be free. Of course, if a teacher wants to charge, they can. Most of our lessons that are paid are under $10. But more and more we're seeing that teachers really are of a mindset that's open source. They want to share. They're creating something that's useful for themselves in their own classrooms, first of all. And I think there's just a generosity that comes from, well, it worked for me, so let me share it with a crowd. And then in return, I will also be able to find, you know, valuable lessons for free that I can bring into my classroom. I can download into my account, and I can customize and use.
I'm glad to hear that. For the teachers, now that you've still got a revenue challenge, if you do it for free, how does your company make money?
Right. So like I mentioned earlier, we have a plan for schools and districts because they really want those advanced reporting features. They want integrations with Google Classroom, Google Apps for Education, their grade books, things like that. And so that's really what they're paying for.
Sorry, I missed that earlier.
Yeah, being able to store unlimited lessons, curate those lessons. So maybe for an entire district, they can see what all the different teachers are teaching. They can recommend lessons to teachers based on grade level and subject. So there's just this whole advanced tool set that we're actually building right now. This is a core kind of shift in our business model that we went through at Boom Startup. And now we're really focusing on what they would call like an enterprise edition.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Frankly, I'm a little sad because, you know, I think we all want our kids to be learning these type of experiential through these experiential tools like your company provides. When I was looking through the projects and then I found out it was only $10 to provide it to a classroom, I thought, what a great gift this would be. You know how a lot of us will buy little trinkets for the teachers of our kids this time of year to say, hey, thanks for all the effort you put in. You know, it's an Amazon gift card or, you know, what do you get them that's meaningful? And I was thinking this would be a great gift.
Yeah.
Sounds like if I just wait a couple weeks, though, it'll be free for the teachers. I should stick with the Amazon gift card this year. Getting back to your company, so this is a traditional platform. Platforms are tough, right? Because you've got the supply side, which are the teachers putting the projects on board. And then you've got the demand side, which are your customers, in this case, the schools signing up. And so you've got to build both sides at the same time to be successful. Mm-hmm. How do you think about how to prioritize and to make that happen? Platforms are challenging because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the kind of person who it's a double-edged sword, right? I like to dream big, and sometimes dreaming big makes it hard to basically to execute, right? So for me, because I know how I am, I think we've really shifted our focus to focus on making a truly intuitive tool to create those lessons and to use those lessons in the classroom first. Once we get that down, content publishing and sharing will become much easier. So that's really our core focus, is really making this incredibly intuitive tool. And our product goal is, and our vision is, to really make a tool that's easier, makes it easier to plan a project-based lesson on CrowdSchool than it does to do lesson planning in an analog format.
It makes a lot of sense what you just said. Of course, there's two sides to everything, as you point out earlier. I'd encourage you to look at Udemy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're familiar with mm-hmm. them and how they built their company, because they had the exact same problem. And I'm a huge fan of Udemy, and I've done a little digging into how did this company come to be? How did they succeed? I don't know if you follow them yet, but they had the exact same challenge. They struggled until they said, you know what, it's about the content. If we have the content, we can then sell it and develop a marketplace. So there's lots of good information on how Udemy did it. I think it'll give you some parallels. Probably a good note for us to end on. Really exciting to see what you're doing. Like I said, I think the world's a better place with a tool like this, and we wish you all the success. Before I let you go, though, I wanted to circle back to a conversation we had in the green room just before coming in. You had said you were teaching journalism in an emerging country. What took, tell us that story and what took you there?
Yeah, so when I graduated, when I got my first degree in film, actually, undergraduate, I wanted to just go out and make a difference in the world. And so I joined the Jesuit Volunteer Corps. It's kind of like a Catholic Peace Corps. And I taught at a school in Tanzania when I was 22. I ran a TV production program. And so as you can probably guess, TV production, film production is very project-based. I mean, the idea that you wouldn't make something that has a real-world application and show it to others is really would be really strange. So it was a fantastic experience teaching in Tanzania, and I think, you know, really drives me today. I think education is good education that really connects, you know, learning with the real world, I think is really what all young people in the world need today to really be empowered and be the leaders we need them to be tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. That's a really interesting background. I think one of the things that makes successful entrepreneurs is they're curious about a bunch of things. And then you get hooked on something that for 4, 5, 7 years, you just have to pursue it. There's no other choice. So it sounds like you've got a great background for doing this. Our guest this morning has been Peter Glenn from Crowd School. He just last night, actually, completed Boom Startups Accelerator Program. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dak.
Our guest this morning has been Peter Glenn from Crowd School. You can hear our entire interview with Peter on our website, kcpw.org. Today's show was recorded at the KCPW studios on Library Square and produced by Ross Chambliss. You can tweet me at Savvy Wells or at KCPW Bottom Line. I'm Doug Wells. Join us next week on The Bottom Line.